Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. This week, the paperwork arrived, and I mean that literally. We got final federal guidance on agent identity, a named enterprise pulling back the curtain on what a 100-agent production architecture actually costs, stronger evidence that the pilot graveyard is finally emptying, and one uncomfortable gap in the data that I cannot stop thinking about. Let's get into it. Start with C.H. Robinson, 120-year-old freight broker, not a tech company, not a startup with a good pitch deck, a company that moves physical goods through a messy, complicated world. And they just gave the clearest answer I've seen all summer to the question I've been asking. What architecture is actually winning in production? It's not a flat society of agents all chattering with each other. It's not six vendors taking a cut through a tower of orchestration frameworks. It's a hierarchy. One planner routes the work. Narrow specialists do one thing very well. A supervisory layer optimizes the whole system. The result? Quotes in 31 seconds. Orders processed in 90 seconds. 5,500 a day. 3,000 appointments set daily. And above all that, a supervisory layer that can assess an entire supply chain in 25 to 30 minutes instead of 4 weeks. That's an operating model, not a demo. Now here's the number that should make enterprise software executives deeply uncomfortable. Dave Bozeman told Fortune they've generated hundreds of millions of dollars of benefit on token spend under $2 million. Read that again, under $2 million. They got there by building largely in-house on open source models, not renting intelligence from expensive proprietary APIs at every step. A lot of vendors have been selling complexity as a moat. C.H. Robinson just showed what happens when a disciplined company decides not to buy the cathedral and builds a machine room instead. The architectural lesson is simple, and it travels. Route centrally, optimize centrally, specialize narrowly. Own as much of the intelligence layer as you can afford to own. Next, NIST. On August 14th, they finalized guidance on software and AI agent identity and authorization. Strip away the policy language, and here's what it actually means. Your agents are no longer just software features you deployed. They are actors your organization is accountable for. Each one needs its own distinct, non-human identity. A defined purpose. Credentials tied to that purpose. Revocation when conditions change. Audit-ready logs. Integration into zero trust. The ambiguity is gone. We are done pretending shared service accounts and vague ownership chains are acceptable for autonomous systems acting across enterprise tools. A lot of companies are going to misread this as a security team problem. It isn't. It's a governance problem that happens to have a security implementation. Who approved this agent? What was it authorized to do? Who's monitoring whether it drifted from intent? Those are operating model questions. And yes, the observability and agent identity vendors just got handed a compliance narrative they will absolutely not waste. Some of that tooling will be genuinely useful. Some of it will be opportunistic fear packaging. Know the difference. My advice? Treat agent identity like infrastructure, not paperwork. The companies that do this right will have something rare in the next 12 months, an AI operation they can actually defend to customers, auditors, and regulators. Now for the story I can't shake. We can measure agents down to the token and the task. Task success rate, cost per task, throughput, latency, all of it. That's good. That's necessary. But it's only half the system. I have gone through the serious reporting and research from the last month, and I cannot find a named production deployment that rigorously measures both sides of the ROI equation, what the agents did and what happened to the humans working beside them. The one aggregate number floating around is median savings of 6.4 hours per knowledge worker per week. Fine, but saved into what? Fewer people? More output? Higher quotas? More meetings? HBR's field research suggests AI doesn't reduce work, it intensifies it. And that argument remains unrefuted by actual production data. C.H. Robinson's 45% productivity improvement with roughly 450 engineers is the closest thing I have to a serious signal. But even there, I still don't know what those engineers are now expected to deliver that they weren't before. If you're a business owner, the promise isn't just that the machine is faster. It's that your organization becomes more capital efficient. And you cannot prove capital efficiency if you're only measuring the machine side of the human-machine system. This gap is either an oversight or a choice. And I'll let you sit with which of those is more uncomfortable. One more, the pilot graveyard. It's emptying, but not evenly. Pilot to production conversion hit 31% in Q2, up from 18% in Q1 and 11% last fall. IDC lands on the same number. Gartner says 40% of enterprise applications will embed at least one task-specific agent by year end. Independent analysts don't line up like that by accident. But fintech is converting at around 35%, healthcare at 22%. That 13-point gap isn't about prompt engineering. Fintech has structured data and years of experience wrapping compliance around algorithms. Healthcare has PHI, litigation risk, and an EHR ecosystem that was already groaning before agents showed up. So when someone asks me if agentic AI is ready, my answer is increasingly, ready for what? Under which constraints? With what quality of data? And with what tolerance for failure? Vertical truth is replacing general market hype. That's healthy. That's what happens when a technology leaves the lab and meets consequences. The takeaway this week is simple. We now know what agents cost. We know how fast they run. We know where they fail. What we don't know, what almost nobody is measuring honestly, is what happens to the people working next to them. That's the most important open question in enterprise AI right now. And whoever publishes the first honest before and after on human workload from a real production deployment, that case study may end up being the most valuable AI content of the year. That's your weekly AI roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.